For many residents of the Kuskokwim River, June is the most important month for subsistence salmon fishing. But in a small community, death can put on hold that essential practice. A series of recent deaths in Kasigaluk means that many families have barely begun putting away fish for the season. Along the Kuskokwim River, Saturday was a day to drift nets, harvest salmon, and cut fish. It was only the second opening this season for subsistence users to target salmon with gill nets, a brief window in another year of tight fishing restrictions. But outside Kasigaluk, a town of 650 people, only 5 boats were on the water. Everyone else was at the Russian Orthodox Church. A man in his early 30s, Misha Charles, had died. Saturday was his funeral.
My family and I was planning to go out fishing, but since we were close to Misha, that was my son-in-law's, one of his friends, he didn't go out fishing.
Mary Alice Tinker lives in Kasigaluk with 3 of her children. Since her husband's death a year and a half ago, her son-in-law has become her family's subsistence provider. The day of Misha's funeral, he was at the service, and Mary Alice had awakened to another tragedy.
I found out the bad news just before 6 a.m. in the morning.
Her 23-year-old daughter, Cassandra Tinker, had been killed just hours before in a hit-and-run car accident while crossing a street in Anchorage. Cassandra had planned to return to Kasigaluk a few days earlier to help with subsistence fishing, but had missed her flight.
She was so excited to come home and be with family, spend time with us. And she was excited to come home and eat fresh chips.
Cassandra had moved to Anchorage to work as a certified nursing assistant at the Alaska Native Medical Center. She was living with family in the city, working her first professional job, and saving money to rent her own apartment. Mary Alice says she is so proud of her daughter.
And you know what she said to me? I can't believe I'm adulting. She was happy about herself.
Cassandra's body arrived in Kasigaluk on Wednesday, and Anchorage police are continuing to search for the driver of the blue Chevy pickup who struck her and fled the scene. This was the 4th death of a young person in the small community since April. It has been a tradition in Yupik communities to provide for a family that has lost someone and allow a full year to grieve free of subsistence activities. But when a series of deaths occur, the entire village can become strained. Families have been shortening their mourning periods, and this year in Kasigaluk, the entire community is behind on fishing. Mary Alice says her family caught a few salmon early in the season and will resume their subsistence later in the summer. There will be silver salmon still in the water, and she hopes to get enough fish to cut plenty of fresh strips, Cassandra's favorite. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.